The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Haas of Team Reba.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank. Welcome back, Reba.
Yes, thank you very
much.
You've
been gone for a few weeks here. Where have you been?
I have been in Panama.
Nice. How was it?
Panama. It was mucho bueno.
Mucho bueno?
Yes, yeah. Yes. It was fantastic. We, my husband and I were down there, as you know, kind of checking it out for potential pre-retirement planning.
Right.
And went to the Pacific side, checked out some of that, and then went over to the Caribbean side.
Yeah.
And that's when it really kicked in that we were on vacation.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. Oh, partly, that, you know why.
That blue water and those beaches. And
yeah, and
that.
It wasn't just that.
No?
The power cord on my laptop died. So I had been working most of the first week we were down there.
Of course.
And then my laptop crapped out on me. So forced me.
That's like a vacation for me, you know, too.
Yes.
I'm always, you know, kind of gripping the steering wheel, you know, thinking about everything that needs to be happening when I'm back at home.
Yeah, I was still working about 2 to 4 hours a day while I was down there. And when that thing pooped out, it was actually probably the best thing that could have happened, because then I actually learned to relax.
There you go.
And kind of reconnected with my husband, which I'm sure he was very pleased
about. Excellent. Well,
and we looked for property while we were there.
Yeah?
Yes.
Find anything good?
We did.
Yeah?
We did, actually. We found property that would be possibly move-in ready for us, as well as have investment opportunity.
Really?
And we also found options of teardowns. And I can just tell you right now, James, I had a picture of it and then I accidentally deleted it off my phone. We were going to text it to you and ask if there was any way we could get a renovation loan on this little shack.
Yeah, in Panama? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, and I'll be right on that.
When I say it needs a renovation, one of the real interesting things about property down there is there's massive extremes. And have you been to Panama?
No, haven't.
Okay,
no.
So it's a wonderful place. And it was funny because we had decided we wanted to go there well before the whole scandal about the Panama Papers and whatnot came out. So we're not going there because we want some kind of tax haven or, you know, keeping anything from the IRS. That's not our point at all. But Panama is frequently on the top 20 of international places to move to for retirement.
Sure, sure.
And for a number of reasons. And we always look at what the categories are around that. So we decided, okay, we're going to go check it out, right? So we go down there. But the extremes are that, you know, this is a country that has had about a 5% GDP growth annually for several years now. You know, after
brisk pace of growth.
Yes, yeah. And it's one of the shining examples in Central America of good growth that has a strong economy as well as stable politics. And it also runs on the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it actually it has a Balboa, but you use U.S. dollars there.
Right, yep.
And so it was interesting to have that. But you see these, if you go into Panama City, there's a crazy number of high rises. I mean, you think our downtown Seattle looks nuts with all the towers? We ain't got nothing on Panama City. I've got pictures I can show you guys during one of our breaks. But it was phenomenal, the number of towers and designs and styles. And it's one of the largest for Central and South America in terms of large cities and the number of massive towers going in. And so you have that extreme of all these high rises, of which the majority of them are actual housing, not just office buildings.
Hmm.
Then you go out into areas like Bocas del Toro, which was the Caribbean portion that we went to, which is kind of the northwest part of the country, and there's a lot of islands there. And then you see like the shack we were going to send you.
Right.
Literally is a house built by found items.
Overrun with monkeys, that sort of thing?
Well, no, they have these little sand fleas, though, that, that I found out they don't actually bite you. They throw up on you till your skin reacts, and then that's what they
enjoy. So special.
It's wonderful. Yeah, it's great. Their own version of Starbucks on you, I guess. I don't know. But it was very interesting. But yes, there are monkeys there, though, in several areas, and they have sloths. So we got to see a sloth and some other fun stuff, but and did a little snorkeling. But this shack, I'm not kidding. It's like sheet metal, you know.
Oh, the corrugated metal.
Mm-hmm. And then the wood, I mean, and you could see how the family had just pieced it together little by bit.
Sure.
And it was kind of crazy. They had at least three or four kids living in the shack, along with a dog and the parents, and no real sewer system.
Facilities, right.
Yeah, facilities went straight into the water because it was built over the water.
Sure.
So there's, you know, there's massive extremes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And then the other thing we found out while we were down there was that, you know, you're dealing with an economy where, like, the average Panamanian person is earning maybe a couple hundred dollars a week, if that.
Yeah.
Attorneys and engineers there average about $24,000 a year. So it's a very different kind of economy than we've got. I mean, when you're used to seeing like Amazon employees making $120,000 a year.
So someone like us, we can go down there and live like a king then.
Pretty much. And there's also so much available to you that you don't even have to go to a store necessarily for, because there's like coconut trees and mango trees just everywhere.
Right.
And, you know, you can do some of your own cultivation. You can go out and fish. I mean, that's one of the things that my husband is really looking forward to, is he can go out and do fishing and provide for our own household.
Sure.
But we, you know, we'll still shop
as far
stores.
As you know, he's not the world's greatest fisherman. We'll have to work
on
that.
Why do you
say
that?
Well, I just know how he catches crab. So we'll have to, I can
teach that's only because he doesn't
things.
Have a boat. Yet.
Okay. Well, everybody's got an
We've
excuse,
been going out on kayaks.
You know? Yeah. Well, crab don't
your
care what
Your economies
you're
of scale
from.
Are much broader than ours right now because you have a boat. It takes a little longer.
Crab don't
kayak.
Know I have a boat.
But you can set more traps. We can only carry two at a time. And they're only a certain size because they're collapsible.
Ah, got it. Okay.
I would say that he's better than you in some ways because he has to get more
exercise.
No. Where he has to he has to be more creative in how he can do it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
you know, because you've got the ease of a boat. But I'll tell you what, you know what? We're going to be able to have a test about that very soon.
Going to have a crab fish and throw down?
Yes, because we're buying a boat.
There you go.
I've actually said it out loud.
I knew this was coming.
Well,
yeah.
You should be happy. You're part of the problem of why I'm going to get a boat.
At the boat show, and I saw the look in James's eye, and you know, as
the gleam in his eye.
We're like pulling him out of the boat show. Come on, James, it's time to go. It's time. He's like, no. So
okay, but you know, the impetus for that was because while we were doing our show at the boat show, we had one of the guys who does financing for boats come on.
Yeah.
And when he showed me that like a $35,000 boat could be financed with a payment that was less than $200 a month, I went, maybe I'll change my mind.
You were sold and they reminded you that you can write it off as a second home.
That too. Because we are going to get one. That was the other thing. That was my requirement.
Yep.
Had to have a bathroom.
Head, bed, and bread.
Yes.
That's the rule.
Did you guys know that? Okay, we have guests in the studio. We haven't even brought them on yet.
Yes, let's.
But
make
let's
that
just say that. So we have Fred Charles with us. Yes. Oh,
welcome,
nice
Fred.
Voice. And then we also have Lilia Anderson
yes.
from Merrill Gardens. And you guys are here to talk today about Puget Sound Honor Flight. But before we get to all that, did you happen to know that you could do that with a boat? That you can count as a second residence?
No, I did not know that. That is interesting.
Isn't that fascinating? What there's another requirement behind, you know, not just the heads, beds, and bread.
Head, bed, bread, meaning that you can have a bathroom, that you can sleep on it, you can cook on it, and then you have to use it as your second home at least 14 days out of the year. So you got
to
take
just a darn, I have to be on a boat for two weeks.
Yeah, darn. And it doesn't have to be all at one time. It can be cumulative.
Yeah,
wow. Weekend here, weekend there. And then you could actually write that off as a second home.
Is that a local thing?
That's a national thing. That's the IRS rule. So
You learned something today, didn't you?
Sure did. I had a motorhome, but they didn't have those kind of goodies.
Well, you could have, technically that would have fallen into the same type of category.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yes. And as we're going to get into more with our guests here, so we're so happy to have you guys here with us and going to be talking about the Puget Sound Honor Flight, which is just No, I'm still excited about that program.
I know.
What we're talking about?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, of course, that's what we're talking about.
you're looking at me like I said something wrong.
And I'm trying to decide, were you planning on going into that right now, or did
No, I
want to
finish up with you first.
So yes.
Yeah. And
so we're going to get a boat so we can have a throwdown.
No, I don't care. Absolutely. Well, yeah, bring it. That's all I can say. Bring it.
Okay.
So I haven't even told you all my secrets yet on how to catch crab, so... Yeah, so we'll...
I have been with you crabbing, though, because I've seen it. No, wait, I've been shrimping with you. I take that back. You're right. I haven't seen everything, but I have heard you talk about the nasty mix that you use to...
That's for shrimp.
...entice them.
Yeah, that's for shrimp.
Oh, that's just... Yeah, only for them, huh?
Yeah. Crabs whole different deal.
Prefer a different nasty
whole
mixture.
Different menu. I have completely different menu for crab. Yeah.
Have you ever tried the little crab pots on the end of a fishing line?
Oh yeah, yeah. The little baskets. Those are kind of fun.
They're like little ones.
Yeah, they're about that big, square.
Have little snares on.
Put
them.
A little.
Yeah. Oh really?
Turkey or chicken or something in there and cast it out.
I did not know they had those.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They don't work 100%, but you can catch with them.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
They have a little. Okay. Nylon loops on them. The crabs get their legs in them, and then you reel them in.
Oh, okay. So you feel them like getting kind of stuck inside of it
a little
bit?
Like a fish.
Okay. And do they tend to fall out sometimes too?
Oh,
not
yeah.
if there's bait Most in the basket. Time. They won't let go normally. They're not letting go of that food if they see it in there.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll hang on.
Like, feed me.
They'll follow it all the way. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something also about Panama, though. They have these blue crabs. This is one of the things that was very interesting. So... We were getting the flea bites, but we weren't getting mosquito bites because, of course, they have geckos down there. So the geckos and the bats and other things keep a lot of the bugs at bay, which is really awesome. I love that because one of the reasons I love about Pacific Northwest is we don't have the same kind of bugs like you have in Kansas where you're just, like, constantly surrounded. But I was expecting spiders. And instead, it was mostly I had to stop from being freaked out by little crabs running around everywhere. Because you'd be walking down a little boardwalk, little crabs are running everywhere.
Crabs,
and they have these pretty blue crabs that don't look pretty when you first notice them because they're almost always covered in mud because they're burying themselves on the land.
Oh, sure.
But you'd be walking into town, and especially at night, these massive crabs would be coming out from under the sidewalks because they would bury themselves under everything. You'd see these huge holes, and I was like, are there snakes? What is it? And it was like these crabs just... everywhere. But we heard that they're not tasty.
Well, we'll talk more about Reba's crabs when we come back on Open House with Team Reba. Stay tuned, and we have more with the Heritage Flight, which is a fantastic thing. Stay tuned.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.